Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Well, I'm giving up on love.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court upheld the law to ban the TikTok app in the U.S. if the China-owned parent company does not sell by Sunday's deadline. Justices unanimously agreed national security risks of Americans' personal data is greater than free speech arguments. The CEO of TikTok, Xu Chu, in a video today promised the 100 million users that TikTok will keep fighting.
Rest assured, we will do everything in our power to ensure our platform thrives.
Chu also thanked President-elect Trump for his pledge to try and delay the ban. Last-minute preparations are underway for President-elect Trump's inauguration Monday in Washington, D.C., including moving the ceremony indoors. Wind chills are expected to dip into the single digits. It will make it the coldest inauguration in 40 years. In Bolivia, a judge issued an arrest warrant for former President Evo Morales. The 65-year-old failed to appear in court in a case alleging sexual abuse of a minor. This is ABC News. The CDC recommends doctors fast-track additional testing for bird flu.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention trying to get a handle on the number of potential cases of bird flu. ABC News contributor Dr. Alok Patel.
They want doctors to do subtyping to look to see if patients have seasonal influenza or potentially bird flu.
Of concern, potential exposure to wild or farm animals. Advice?
Avoid coming in contact with potentially sick animals such as cattle, wild birds. And if you have any questions or suspicion you may have bird flu, it's good to go and talk to a doctor and get tested.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
The FDA is telling certain manufacturers of cat and dog foods using uncooked or unpasteurized poultry or cattle meat to review their food safety plans, keeping bird flu in mind. That move comes as a handful of cats were infected with bird flu after eating raw pet food last month. One cat died. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your evening forecast is calling for temperatures down to around 10 tonight. Northwest winds 20 to 25. Maybe a few flurries. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs of 17, northwest winds of 20 to 25. Saturday night, lows of 5 below, partly sunny, and a cold weather advisory starting at 9 p.m. Wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below. That cold weather advisory will continue Sunday until noon, then sunny to partly cloudy. Wind chills as low as 35 below again at night, highs of 0. With winds out of the northeast at 4, it is 43 degrees.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
100.9 WRCO.
When you hold me. For ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
You're looking for, yeah, yeah. And when you finally find what you're looking for.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Yeah. and I probably never will. But I got a book that says his twins.
His Kind of Money, Eric Church. And before that, BJ Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. For the moment, no raindrops. So that's one victory, even if we are going to be seeing maybe a few flurries tomorrow. Coming up tonight, it's River Valley at Richland Center girls basketball. Phil and me will have the call, our pregame at 7:15 on FM 100.9 and also online at WRCO.com. A couple of announcements. The Seneca at Ithaca High School boys basketball game tonight has been moved to next Friday at 5:45. The Ithaca boys and girls youth basketball Saturday from 8 to 9 has been canceled. And the Ithaca High School snowball dance Saturday at 8 p.m. has been postponed. A makeup date will be announced at a later time.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Weekday mornings at 7:20.
It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup with Hank and Phil.
Funny, witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in raw.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
WRCO 100.9.
Just another one of those July summer showers. You used to love when storms like this rolled in. The harder it fell, the more fun we had getting caught in. Well,
that I could say that's gonna get to you. But if I can make it stay in on a Sunday, ruin every single plan that you've made, make you have to slow down for a minute, maybe realize what you're missing. Wish I could be that rain that's falling on your skin, baby, I'd start pouring, sing you a song.
working as a temp at the local factory. I hope they hire me on full time. I got shoes to buy and mouths to feed. I drive a buy here, pay here truck. It ain't new, but it is to me. Now it ain't much, but it fires right up and gets me from A to B. What puts the dirt underneath my nails? What keeps the calluses on my hands? Family man. They're the world my world revolves around. My sacred piece of solid ground. Dishes in the sink to do. There's how many times does 17 go into 52? There's bedtime prayers to pray. Sleep tights and I love yous. Then there's a pair of eyes I get to lose myself into. What keeps me keeping the faith? What makes me believe I can? Family man. They're the world my world revolves around. My sacred piece of solid ground. The flesh and bone that gives me strength to stand.
On WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs. 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court upheld the law to ban the TikTok app in the U.S. if the China-owned parent company does not sell by Sunday's deadline. Justices unanimously agreed national security risks of Americans' personal data is greater than free speech arguments. The CEO of TikTok, Xu Chu, in a video today promised the 100 million users that TikTok will keep fighting.
Rest assured, we will do everything in our power to ensure our platform thrives.
Chu also thanked President-elect Trump for his pledge to try and delay the ban. Last-minute preparations are underway for President-elect Trump's inauguration Monday in Washington, D.C., including moving the ceremony indoors. Wind chills are expected to dip into the single digits. It will make it the coldest inauguration in 40 years. In Bolivia, a judge issued an arrest warrant for former President Evo Morales. The 65-year-old failed to appear in court in a case alleging sexual abuse of a minor. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Riverdale wrestles at Iowa Grant versus Iowa Grant Highland this evening. Also, boys basketball, DeSoto at Kickapoo. And also, Riverdale is at home against Iowa Grant and Boscobel at Fenimore. In girls basketball, Platteville at Prairie du Chien, Lancaster at Dodgeville, River Valley at Richland Center. We'll have coverage of that game tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Hornets will be honoring their two state girls teams of the early 2000s. I asked current head coach Jeremy Cooey. It's important to see that traditional past.
I think so, and I would agree with you. It's one of those things where, you know, the past few years have been a little bit down, and we're working on building things back, so it's good to see that. Even though these girls weren't even alive when back then, but to know that it is possible right here in our own community to put together a team that will run to state.
Coach Jeremy Cooey of Richland Center, the Hornet girls hosting River Valley this evening. Accolades continue to come in for Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker, who died yesterday at the age of 90. Brewer veteran Christian Yelich was asked about talking with Uecker following the Brewers' exit from the playoffs last fall against the Mets.
You know, all the other stuff is, you know, it is what it is. It's a tough way for your season to end, but talking to Uecker one-on-one was... tough.
Bucks veterans Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton are hurting, but the Bucks say that those two will be playing tonight when Milwaukee hosts the Toronto Raptors. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports Boosters.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
The forecast tonight, calling for temperatures down to 11. Northwest winds also pretty strong out of the, or around 20 to 25. Otherwise, look for a few flurries. Saturday, partly sunny, and temperatures at for a high of 17, northwest winds 20 to 25. Saturday night, lows of 5 below, partly sunny. A cold weather advisory starting at 9 p.m. Wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below. Otherwise, look for normal lows to be 5 below. And Saturday, a cold weather advisory continues until noon, then sunny to partly cloudy. Wind chills, though, as low as 35 below again at night, highs of 0. It is a partly cloudy, 43 degrees. No precipitation as the barometer is at 29.44, continuing to rise, and winds are out of the northeast at 5. Again, it's 43 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Time I'm back in town. And she packed it up and rode away, her U-Haul West Coast bound. So I looked through the pieces of the things she left behind her. Found a Sergeant Pepper's t-shirt and a Desperado vinyl. I got the speakers up and the whiskey down, and I'm gonna take on this heartache tonight. I'm gonna let it be, babe, 'cause I can't tell you why. Yesterday you left me for some hotel in California. All my love turned to wasted time. So it's gonna be a Beatles and the Eagles underneath the needle.
Down Friday night, you should whiskey's a grizzly, nicotine amphetamines too. You want me to stop some of that, or you want me to stop loving you? Hey, what you want me to do? I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone. I can give you up right now, never want you back long as I'm half stoned. If you want me to quit you, want me to get you out of my heart, baby, out of my mind. I hate to tell you, girl, but I'm only quitting one thing at a time. Oh yeah, I hate to tell you. I need me something in my hand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And if you ain't coming back, I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone. I can give you up right now, never want you back long as I'm half stoned. If you want me to quit you, want me to get you out of my
one thing at a time. Morgan Wallen. The Paul Harvey Program, sponsored today by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized prearrangements and community spaces, they're here for you.
Now, the rest of the story. In the history of Phoenix, Arizona, there have been several four-alarm fires, but no five-alarm fires at all. And yet, there was one six-alarm fire. Imagine that. It happened 35 years ago, June of 1973. 35 fire engines were summoned to the six-alarm fire. Ladders and pumpers and 150 firefighters. And the scene itself, the city's world-famous landmark, now ablaze, the cherished Arizona Biltmore Hotel. The fire destroyed the fourth floor, damage in the millions, of course. The Biltmore, then only 44 years old, was an architectural masterwork. Originally thought to have been the work of a little-known architect named Albert Chase MacArthur, subsequent evidence suggests that the Biltmore was in fact designed by none other than Frank Lloyd Wright. And yet in either case, the Biltmore architect was dead, and reconstruction would require ultimately skilled, sensitive supervision. Then owners of the hotel agreed only one architectural firm, only one was qualified, Taliesin West. Taliesin West, established for the purpose of perpetuating Frank Lloyd Wright's style. In fact, the firm was populated by Wright's own pupils. So, I wonder what they thought, those deliberate, conscientious Taliesin architects, when the hotel owners told them that the task, which might be expected to take years, must be accomplished in days. The fire in June, remember. The hotel's promised reopening date, September, the following September. And to miss the tourist season could mean bankruptcy. So 3 months was all they had. Construction engineers argued the early deadline. It was just too little time for such an enormous undertaking. But the Biltmore owners could not survive both the cost of the fire and a canceled winter season. And so began a round-the-clock workathon, a labor of love by the lovers of Frank Lloyd Wright. And love conquered all. In 90 days, the prestigious Arizona Biltmore was restored to her former glory, her unique paneling, the gold-leaf ceiling, her original rococo moldings, all of the electric lights concealed in uniquely reticulated cement. And, of course, her stonework had to be acid-cleaned and, in some cases, replaced. And so in a flurry of exhaustion and exhilaration and celebration, the doors did reopen September 29. The happy ending to the only six-alarm fire in Phoenix history. And naturally, all during the reconstruction, investigators sifted the evidence and the eyewitness testimony to determine the fire's origin. This must never happen again, all agreed. The first suspect was a carelessly tossed cigarette. Then it was suggested a stretch of 44-year-old wiring had shorted out. But no, you're going to know what started the Arizona Biltmore fire, the only six-alarm blaze that city had ever known. It was the arc of a welding torch. The arc of a welder who was installing an automatic fire prevention sprinkler. And now you know the rest of the story.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Dreaming of owning a home in a rural or suburban area? A USDA loan could make it happen with no down payment required. Backed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA loans offer affordable financing with low interest rates to help families buy homes in eligible areas. You don't need perfect credit or a big savings account, just the desire to make your dream home a reality. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. Let's turn your dream into an address. The Schultz Mortgage Team.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Mauston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
Don't you know that more is less? She said this world is moving so fast. I just get more behind every day. And every morning when I make my coffee, I can't believe my life's turned out this way. All I can say was love's the only house big enough for all the pain in the world. Love's the only house. All this prosperity down across the river, and you see a ghetto there. And we got children walking around with guns, and they got knives and drugs and pain to spare. And here I am in my clean white shirt with a little money in my pocket, a nice warm home. Gonna burn if we don't do something soon. And Senorita can't quit crying. Baby's due now in a day. Don Juan left, got sick of trying. No one there to show him the way. She came down to the grocery store. She said, I want to buy a little carton of milk, but I don't have any money. I said, hey, I'll cover you, honey. So come on down to my house.
Don't you know love's the only house big enough for all the pain in the world?
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court upheld the law to ban the TikTok app in the U.S. if the China-owned parent company does not sell by Sunday's deadline. Justices unanimously agreed national security risks of Americans' personal data is greater than free speech arguments. The CEO of TikTok, Xu Chu, in a video today promised the 100 million users that TikTok will keep fighting.
Rest assured, we will do everything in our power to ensure our platform thrives.
Chu also thanked President-elect Trump for his pledge to try and delay the ban. Last-minute preparations are underway for President-elect Trump's inauguration.